But we must be a united force, with courage, with dignity, and with humility, but with the wrath of a vengeful heaven for anyone within or without our borders who would tamper for one instant with our fine heritage. For this is America, and you and I are a part of America, and we are proud. And I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies.
Thank you, Violet. Now I'm going to introduce to you Miss Doris Watts, who is the salutatorian of our 8th grade class. Doris.
Friends, parents, teachers. This glad year we say goodbye and wave our colors for the last time. We wish our class of 1942 to thank you one and all for coming here. To thank you that you will listen to us all and seem to so enjoy our youthful words that lack the age that gives thought and elegance. To thank you too that you have granted us the privilege of the school that we enjoy. The road to grown-up land, and we do hope and trust and pray, and more than that resolve that we will prove so worthy of your trust that you will never regret one favor shown. Teacher, to you we give our tenderest thanks for teaching us the way to live. It is not so much the learning we have learned from you as to the grand example you have shown that brings go and do likewise to our hearts. Heaven bless you ever, and may you someday look on us each as on through life to go, and feel a gesture like in all our games. Feelings was largely due to help from you. Hold us, we beg you, during memory, as we shall carry with us through the years your tender counsel, wise and noble words, an inspiration for the task ahead. Our colors will be kept from everything, our motto, a watchword true. Classmates, we will spend this hour in converse sleep before we untie hands, each from the rest. But now the rest time is over. We must go on up our separate paths alone, alone. But higher grades will claim each one of us. We will not forget this comradeship.